The Rider in Red, from the Tome of Corruption, Secrets from the Realm of Chaos. He had it. Really, honestly, brilliantly, he had it. He looked down to his bloody hands and the tome they grasped. The blood was his master's. It was slippery and cold, but Helmut didn't care. He had the power now, and that finicky old bastard was dead. There, just behind the bed, his foot still jerked up and down. Helmut supposed the man wasn't quite dead yet. Refusing to let the book escape his grasp, he padded on bare feet to the edge of the bed. He saw the white-haired wretch. His night robes were black with blood. His skin was sallow, as the blood spilled out from his neck. Like a fish out of water, the dying master gasped and cried. Helmut smiled at the tears that carved runnels in the flesh. The knife. Yes, the knife. There. The light glinted crimson off the metal. Helmut, smiling, stooped over the trembling corpse that was not quite a corpse and plucked the dagger from the pool of spreading blood. And then he couldn't breathe. The old man had some life after all. He struggled, he fought, but the grip was too strong. The dying man pulled the former apprentice close, close enough for his cold blue lips to caress the lad's ear. In a faint whisper that reverberated through the hole in his throat, Helmut heard the old man speak.
"Rotten fool. Rider Red, take you."
And then the grip relaxed, and the scent of excrement wafted from the corpse as it released its bowels. Helmut stood, rubbing his throat. He kicked the cadaver once and hobbled away, pulling out the chair when he reached the desk. He filled a cup with amber fluid and drank. He hefted the book to the desk. With his recovered dagger, he cut the bindings that held it shut and opened it to reveal the wonders within. For days he lived through the grimoire, studying the profane contents. He cared nothing for the pangs of hunger, subsisting on the liqueur on the desk. Time seemed to rush past him. The sun and moon danced in the sky, and the corpse of the master bloated with some hideous tumescence. There. He found it. The spell. He stood, his limbs protesting from his long rest. He stretched, coaxing the muscles to relax. He glanced at the page, testing the incantation with his tongue on his teeth. He was ready. Fumbling through the cabinets, he acquired the materials for the spell. He drew a circle on the ground, using a mixture of his own urine and silver shavings from a sigmarite holy symbol. And he spoke. He spoke the words. He chanted the words. He sang the words. They rolled from his thick tongue. They shivered his teeth. He could see the currents of magic, the sparkling colors of a thousand possibilities. He was a vessel and they were like nourishing water, filling him with their power. He watched with wonder as the words dropped from his tongue. But then he felt it. He heard it. He was not alone. His voice still chanted, still spoke, yet his mind was strangely detached, separated from the serious matter at hand. Heat. He turned his head, feeling lances of pain from two taut muscles protesting the sudden movement. Still he spoke. There the winds of magic coalesced and turned dark and violent, filling the room with their abominable presence. And then, from the darkness, there was light. Queer tendrils of liquid fire that flowed and undulated, throbbing with hatred. They burst free from the sickening womb, forming into something that could not, should not be. The Red Rider. Helmut screamed through the arcane syllables, The Red Rider laughed. His blasphemous steed changed into 1,000 forms and yet none. The ritual slipped away as Helmut fumbled for control. He struggled, and his foot broke the hermetic circle he had scribed. The Red Rider laughed. Blackened claws straight from the darkest nightmares of mortal imagination broke through the plane of reality, reaching, grasping, clawing. The Red Rider laughed. 2 days later, the witch hunters burned the place to the ground.